KD Country 94 weather.
Looking to get the best tax refund possible?
Switch to Block, and we'll match the price you paid last year.
We offer experienced professionals to prepare your individual, business, farm, partnership, and trust returns.
Year-round tax support and guaranteed accuracy.
Call H&R Block in Beloit, Concordia, and Salina.
Switch to Block today, and we'll match the price you paid last year.
It's one reason it's better with Block.
Conditions may apply. Call or visit us today.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 57, today, under clear skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 32. Highs level off around 58, tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear Thursday, with a high of 45. 37, chance of snow, Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
For the latest on KU Athletics, tune into the Sports Ticket as the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com to talk everything Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
People in Kansas would have to verify their age before accessing adult content on the internet under a bill being considered by state lawmakers. Websites that host sexual content would have to verify their users are at least 18, most likely through third-party services that verify age using government IDs or other personal information. Supporters of the bill say it would prevent minors from accessing pornographic content that could potentially be harmful to their psychological development and views on sex. Not only does pornography harm children's well-being, there is also a strong correlation between pornography, human trafficking, and sexual abuse, said Joseph Combe, director of public policy for the Colorado-based Family Policy Alliance. But critics say bills like the one being considered in Kansas could violate internet users' free speech and privacy rights. Under the bill, websites or third parties that access personal information for age verification would be prohibited from using that information for other purposes. Some say that could be difficult to enforce in the U.S. Ian Kirby is the executive director of the Age Verification Providers Association, a nonprofit that helps verify the age of users on adult sites in European countries where it's required by law. In Europe, it's a little easier for people to have confidence in that because we have the General Data Protection Regulation, a general privacy of data security law. This bill helpfully includes privacy and data protection provisions that effectively replicate those general privacy protections that we benefit from here in Europe. The bill would not require a specific method of age verification, only outlining that sites could use any commercially reasonable method approved by the Kansas Attorney General. Similar bills have become law in Louisiana and Utah in recent years, and they seem to be holding up against legal scrutiny in those states. In Utah, it's reported that some sites have employed services powered by artificial intelligence that use webcams to analyze a person's face to determine if they're at least 18, even without taking any other personal data. Other sites have blocked their pages from being accessible altogether in the state. The Kansas bill is tailored so that it would only target sites that primarily host sexual content. It says age verification would only be required for sites on which 25% or more of the content viewed by users each month is sexually explicit. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC is a full-time position open in their accounting team there in the Beloit office. The customer or the successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering excellent benefit package package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com, or applications can be found on their website, agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Eyeglass donation drive put on by Lakeside Stucco and Downs Lions Club. You can donate children's eyeglasses, adult eyeglasses, reading glasses. Please do not bring any cases. Recycle or use eyeglasses at the Lakeside High School basketball games tonight against Lynn. Women of Faith, Beloit Methodist Church Valentine's Bake Sale taking place tomorrow on Valentine's Day at 7 a.m. until sold out at the First Bank Community Room. Donations go to missions. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street there in Beloit. That'll be this Sunday, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. And free square dancing lessons in Alton at the Front Porch Event Center from 5 to 7 this Sunday for a fun evening learning how to square dance. You can attend that there at the Front Porch Event Center in Alton. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
DeJuan thought about lobbing inside. It's all covered up. Finds KJ. Offside El Marco. Now a whistle. And what's the call? They're going to put it on Hunter Dickinson.
Here's the technical.
And Bill Self just got teed up by Marcus Pettigrew.
He's going to get kicked out. Yeah, Braden Tilly just kicked him out.
Two technicals on Bill Self. Self, a long, lonely walk back toward the tunnel as Tech fans wave goodbye.
Those were the fireworks for the KU side of things on Monday night as Texas Tech crushed Kansas 79-50 in Lubbock. While more on the game coming up in the sportscast, we'll also look at local sports, look at high school basketball scores from Monday, preview of high school hoops tonight, and a look at other college hoops as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school basketball scores from Monday. On the girls' side, Thunder Ridge winning over Hill City 37-18. The Hill City boys won 67-35. Lincoln gets a sweep over Tescott in the Northern Plains League. Girls winning 44-33. The boys won 62-37. In a non-league game, Southeast Saline swept Ellenwood. Girls' final was 62-31. The boys' final 52-31. If you missed the scores, you can always visit ncksports.com for more. High school basketball continuing tonight on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel on KD Country 94. Osborne at Sylvan Lucas in the MPL. And in the NCAA, Beloit has a big doubleheader at Sacred Heart. Pregame is set for 5:50 on both stations. Other games on the schedule for tonight in the Northern Plains League. Lakeside hosting Lynn in a non-league affair. St. John's Tipton is at home against Pike Valley. Southern Clouds at Rock Hills. Thunder Ridge hosts Lincoln. And in the NCKL-MCL cross matchup, Concordia at Phillipsburg. Again, the full schedules are at ncksports.com. Now, Z96.3 to the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel tonight. Trojans are in Solana to take on the Sacred Heart Knights in a very meaningful league doubleheader. Beloit swept Sacred Heart on January 23rd in Beloit, with both teams starting their current seven-game winning streaks that night. Both Sacred Heart teams have won six of their last seven since the losses to Beloit. On the girls' side, the Lady Trojans 13-4, 7-1 in the NCAA, and they can clinch no worse than a share of the league title with a win tonight. Sacred Heart's 11-6, just 3-4 in league play, but as noted, they have been winning of late, as Beloit coach Sean Arimas is well aware of.
Sacred Heart's improving. They're playing a ton of games here, and they're winning almost all of them. And so they pack a really big punch. They've got an inside game, and then they've also got some really talented guards on the outside. So we're going to really have to guard hard and get up in their, you know, their three-point shooters, because they kind of live and die on the three-point line. And then just, you know, continue to rebound and take care of the ball.
On the boys' side, a win for Beloit tonight will clinch an outright league title. The Trojans 16-1 overall, 8-0 in the NCAA. Sacred Hearts 15-2 and 5-2. The first meeting of the season, the Trojans made that improbable comeback, trailing by 12 with 2:22 remaining for an 88-77 win in double overtime. Beloit coach Ryan Eilert on some keys to a better start this time around.
We've got to establish our inside game earlier. The first game, they were able to take us away from it by trapping on the perimeter and providing ball pressure. And it wasn't until later that we started getting the ball on the block where we needed to. And then defensively, we've got to be better than we were in the first game. They were able to get in the lane most of the night and kick out for open threes. And they're a team that's a little difficult for us to guard because they play five guards, and all of them can get into the lane, and all of them can shoot.
Don't miss Beloit at Sacred Heart on Z96 Points of the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCKSports.com tonight. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50. Wade Gerstner has the call. I'll be in Sylvan Grove tonight on Katy Country 94 for a Northern Plains League showdown between Osborne and Sylvan Lucas in a game that was added to the schedule earlier this year. Osborne got a sweep over Sylvan Lucas on January 20th. On the girls' side, the Lady Dogs won 54-46. Tonight, the official league game. Both teams are 13-3. Sylvan Lucas 8-0 in the MPL. Osborne is 7-1. The Lady Mustangs looking to stay unbeaten in their hopes for the MPL regular season title, while the Lady Dogs are looking to keep their hopes alive with a win. In the boys' game, both teams sit at 8-0 in the MPL. Osborne's 15-1, Sylvan Lucas 11-5 overall. Bulldogs won the first meeting 58-39 at Osborne behind a career-high 26 from Dalton Garman. Tonight's doubleheader, a big one atop the league standings. Pregame will be around 5:50 on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Osborne at Sylvan Lucas. Our coverage for high school sports begins around 5:15 tonight on Katy Country 94. We'll talk with the head wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. A recap of the 4-1A regional girls wrestling tournament over the past weekend. And we'll look ahead to boys regional wrestling coming up this weekend. Our high school wrestling locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We'll get around 5:15 this evening. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast in Big 12 men's hoops on Monday night, Texas Tech rolled to a 79-50 win over number 6 Kansas in Lubbock. Red Raiders led 12-4 early, but the Jayhawks went on an 8-0 run to tie the game at the under 12 timeout. That was short-lived. Tech put together a 15-2 run of their own, stretching their lead to as many as 15 before going to the locker room up 37-28. They had the lead at 20 just past the midway point of the second half, with this team trailing by 16 with 5:49 left. KU coach Bill Self got two technicals and was ejected. As you heard earlier, Tech continued to pull away, winning by 29 in the end. Self addressed the ejection in the postgame.
My perspective was that, I didn't curse him. I didn't yell, but I did say a magic word, I guess, multiple times. They got me a couple of technicals. I really wasn't trying to get thrown out, but, the way things went the game, I honestly feel the game's not being called the way it needs to be called, regardless if it's our favor or their favor. It makes no difference to me. I don't feel like the game's being officiated the way it's intended to be officiated, So that was frustration, but I felt that all year. And good officials, good officials, I just don't see it the same way that it's being called at all.
Playing without Kevin McCullough again, Hunter Dickinson, KJ Adams, and a hobbled DeJuan Harris combined to score just 17 points on 5 of 30 shooting for the Jayhawks. Johnny Furphy and Nick Timberlake scored 13 each to lead KU. They fell to 19-6, 7-5 of the Big 12. Darian Williams, a perfect 12-for-12 from the floor, 4-for-4 from 3, and 2-for-2 at the free throw line, dropping 30 points for Texas Tech, which improved to 18-6 and 7-4. Also in the Big 12 Monday night, the tough season for Josh Eilert in West Virginia continued. They fell 81-65 to TCU in Fort Worth. Tonight, there are three Big 12 games on the docket. Number 10, Iowa State at Cincinnati at 6, and at 8 o'clock, number 25, Oklahoma travels to number 12, Baylor, and 19th-ranked BYU hosts UCF. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.